This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world on this first weekend of November and the weekend before Election Day coming up. On our show this hour is a terrific actor. His name is John C. McGinley, and he stars in a very popular show on the IC called Stand Against Evil. Later on in the hour, two guys that are a hoot, they really are, Ant Anstead and Mike Brewer. They are part of the Velocity Channel, which is a channel all about cars, and their show is a hit around the world, Wheelers and Dealers. Then later on, Dr. Charles Gerba will be joining us. You've got to hear this interview, because I guarantee you, you'll never look at your kitchen and things around the house the same. And then Staying Healthy with Dr. Fernando, and that's all coming up this hour, live with Ron Segi Today.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today. Our next guest is one prolific actor. You can always tell when an actor is so good in his craft because he can go from very serious to very funny stuff and be believable in both. And we're going to run down some of the stuff that he is part of and has been part of, but we want to talk about the third season that is returning of a show I love, Stand Against the World. Joining us right now is John C. McGinley. Hi, John. How you doing? That's great. Hey, John, I meant what I said in the introduction. Boy, I tell you, you could go from being in serious stuff like Nixon and then, you know, your role on Scrubs. And it's just amazing that you can be so transformed and believable. And, of course, your memorable role that we're going to be talking about with the third season of Stand Against the Evil. But you actually got your start being spotted by quasi-heavyweight Oliver Stone. Tell us about that.
I was doing a play. I just got NYU grad, and so I was doing a play as an understudy covering John Turturro, great actor John Turturro.
Yeah.
And I was the house manager and the understudy, and about a year in, or about 11 months in, John got a role on a movie that Madonna's first film called Desperately Seeking Susan.
Right.
And so he went to go shoot that movie for a week or so, and as I say, I'd already been understudying for 11 months, and so I took over the role for a couple of weekends. And somebody from Oliver Stone's casting group came down, and they saw me, and they invited me to audition for Platoon.
Wow.
And I got a very small role out of that, and then the film was canceled for 2 years because the money fell out. And then 2 years later, Oliver called and said, do you want to play the fourth lead? And I was doing Hamlet. Hamlet with Kevin Kline, and so I said I had to go in and ask Joe Papp, who is the kind of the godfather of all theater in New York, if I could leave and go do this low-budget independent film. And if he said no, I assure you I wouldn't have gone.
Right.
But Mr. Papp said you can go, and I did, and then the rest of it kind of worked out.
Well, and worked out it has. I mean, I'm going to apologize to you, John, right now for not running down everything, because then we won't have time to talk about other stuff. But as I mentioned before, talk radio, born on 4th of July, Nixon, Any Given Sunday, Ground Floor, playing Red Barber, of course, in 42, and on television, as we said, with Scrubs. You know, when they talk about a working actor, I mean, they got to have your picture there in the dictionary. Now, this is the third season of a very bizarre show. I mean, I love this thing. It's set in a very small town, Willard's Mill, which has been kind of a noted place for supernatural activity for hundreds of years, and the storylines just go on and on. I was watching yesterday the show where, and I don't know what episode it was, John, but it was where the gorilla came to town, and you thought it was King Kong, and it was this little old guy standing on a flower bed in a plaza. I mean, that's a funny bit, I got to tell you.
Well, we put this great classic stand-up comic in a gorilla suit. The show has a lot of homages to horror classics, and that being King Kong, of course.
Sure.
And in the one you're referencing, King Kong at one point fights a moth named Mothra. And so we did a whole play on that. And we put this classic stand-up comic in the gorilla suit, a guy named Eddie Pepitone, who's one of the great stand-ups the last 50 years. And that was one of the first or second episodes of the third season, which we let people preview online before the premiere of the third season, which is this Wednesday at 10 o'clock on IFC. And so what the show, for the uninformed, the show is kind of Archie Bunker fighting witches. It's this guy who, when we meet him in the premiere episode, three seasons ago now, in the first 3 minutes, he loses his wife of 27 years and his job of 28 years in the first 3 minutes. And it begs the question, what's he going to do? And all he really wants to do is sit on his recliner and watch the History Channel, but he can't do that because there's 172 witches trying to kill him. And the protagonist is borrowed liberally from Carol O'Connor in All in the Family. And the tone of the piece is similar in a lot of ways to the top of the pyramid for us is An American Werewolf in London. So the tone is very similar to that. And we've had a lot of success over the last couple of years. And now the third season premieres Wednesday night on IFC.
I think this is a show that could really produce over the years, and probably has already now in its third season, starting, as you mentioned, Wednesday, a cult following. I mean, I love that kind of humor. There's no question about it.
I agree.
Yeah, it's just
funny.
Some people look at it and they won't get it, you know, but I'd love that. And you play now the old school sheriff, the kind of gruff old guy that is teaming up with this very attractive, I might, replacement of yours.
Yeah, and they're oil and water. They're kind of a classic screwball couple. Screwball comedy was something Preston Sturges used to do in the 40s.
Right.
And in Screwball, the female is the protagonist, is the initiator for all comedy. And so Janet Varney, who plays the new sheriff who replaces me, kind of like Rosalind Russell and kind of like Katharine Hepburn or Barbara Stanwyck, she initiates everything. And then Stan is largely a reactor.
Mm-hmm.
And so Screwball's very hard to do because unless you have somebody as skilled as Janet or Sandra Bullock or Katharine Hepburn, it's hard. It's very hard. And Janet happens to be this stunningly amazing, gorgeous woman who can also turn a joke and drive the show, which she does.
Yeah. The other thing is that it's got to be difficult to do a show with this kind of humor, which, as you and I have agreed, is great humor, in when you're not in front of a live audience. But it works. I mean, it works great, in fact.
I think it's because the guy who created the piece ran the Simpsons writer's room for 10 years, a guy named Dana Gould.
Dana Gould, yeah.
And so I think with that pedigree and being in that room, which is just really rough stuff, I don't know if you know this, but comedy writers are rough on each other. And so, and I mean, I'm being diplomatic with rough. And so Dana ran that room, which is, again, that's the top of the food chain.
Mm-hmm.
The Simpsons Simpsons writer's room. And Dana ran that for 10 years. So when he gets to kind of put his emotional Kevlar down and write Stand Against Evil, I think he just really created a landscape where he could flourish.
Well, I have to be totally candid with you. I'm becoming a fan with every episode. I'm so glad that season number 3 is back. I mean, again, so some people that are listening to our voices right now will say, evil witches, werepony, half man, half spider. This is bizarre stuff, but it is funny. And I might want to say that I don't have to ask you if this is from a true story, do I?
No, Dana largely told this the whole time he was doing The Simpsons. I mean, this is how great Stan is. The whole time he was doing The Simpsons, arguably, you know, the funniest show that's been on TV the last forever, the whole time he's doing The Simpsons, he wanted to do Stand Against Evil.
Wow.
And so he finally found a situation where he could make it as subversive and as insane as it is on IFC. And to IFC's credit, which is the network it's on, right, IFC has given us as much creative autonomy as we want. And so that's good and bad. They gave us as much rope as we want to hang ourselves with, and it's really worked out pretty incredibly.
You know, I always get a little bit of background information on what our guests are going to do as far as relaxation time is concerned. And I was reading your stuff, and I thought to myself, my goodness gracious, how can this gentleman have any downtime with everything that he does? And I want to tell you that I am very happy of the work that you're doing with Down Syndrome and serving as the ambassador for both the Special Olympics and the National Down Syndrome Organization. I know that is close to your heart, and the work that you're doing, I think, is sensational, John.
Well, my son Max was born with Down Syndrome 21 years ago. He's doing great right now.
Good.
Two shifts down at Starbucks in Los Angeles, where he's kind of a utility infielder at Starbucks. And so we just were in Denver at our Global Down Syndrome Foundation Be Beautiful, Be Yourself fashion show, where all our models are people born with Down Syndrome. And then I get a couple of celebrities to walk down the runways with them. And we raised almost $3 million last Saturday.
Great.
And it's one of the more spectacular nights of the year for me and my family. We've been doing it for 5 years now. And if anyone in your listening audience does have a child with challenges, with Down Syndrome specifically, I highly recommend that they go to the Global Down Syndrome Foundation website, because we have some really indispensable information for people who are raising a child with those challenges. It's the Global Down Syndrome Foundation.
That's great. Now, if you need any promotion, anything at all, we'll throw our hat in the ring. It's a very good organization for an excellent cause. And if there's anything we can do, John, to help, we're there for you, my friend.
I appreciate that, Ron.
And we invite everybody to check in starting on the IFC Network for our third season of Stand Against Evil and starring our guest, one talented man, John C. McGinley. Thank you so much for joining us. Do me a favor and please come back. You're a good guest.
Thanks, Ron. All the best.
Thank you, John. Looking forward to having you back. We always talk about our website. Want to remind you about another website that I have, which is Segi Sings, SEGGISINGS. Check it out, and you'll learn everything there is to know about our fall and winter concert tour. And we'll be right back with more.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
It's nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segee today. Well, if you've listened to me for any length of time, and you really haven't had to because I say it all the time, I'm a car guy. I'm a car buff. Have been since I was a little boy. And I love the Velocity Channel. I mean, that is like paradise for a guy like me. And one of my favorite shows, and I really mean this, is Wheeler Dealers. And our next two guests have been on a show in the past, and they have another season. It's Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, also available on Motor Trend app. Joining us right now are friends Mike Brewer and Ant Anstead. Ant, Mike, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ron. It's always nice to talk to you. Good morning, Ron.
I understand you guys are in my favorite city right now, Las Vegas?
Yes, we're in the sin capital of America. We're here for the big FEMA show, the big expo.
Right.
And having a fabulous time.
Oh, that's great. Well, here you are, another season of Wheeler Dealers, and the success of the show is not only across the United States, but I understand that you have got a global audience. You're in 217 territories with 200 million people tuning in. I mean, gosh, that's like, you know, huge.
200 million people across the world watch this crazy. And this is an opportunity for us, Ron, if they're listening, to just urge all those 200 million people, because they just each send us a dollar. Really appreciate it. Yeah, share the winnings.
Yeah, everybody can just spare $1, right, guys? Let's talk about the success of the show, okay? Because, you know, these shows on Velocity are all good, but you guys do something that is very, very unique, and that is you flip these cars, okay? When you look at the different automobiles that you're going to take in, refurbish, and flip, do you necessarily have a car that is a collectible, like a 57 Chevy, a 68 GTO, or because I looked down the list of some of the cars this season, a 78 Mercury Capri really isn't a 55 Thunderbird, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, look, to answer the question from the beginning, Wheeler Dealers started in 2003.
Right.
There was no other car show in the world, not another car show on the planet, that was buying cars, flipping them, and selling them. So this is the creator of the car flipping format. And now we've got hundreds of shows all doing the same. Now, we always started off the show with a purpose in mind, and that's to do everyday cars that people can recognize and love and work on themselves. And we've always stuck true to that format. There are so many car shows out there at the moment doing the Thunderbirds, the Mustangs, the Camaros. There's too many other car shows doing that. And that's not our world. We simply don't enter into that world. We're much happier doing cars that are much more reasonable for people at that $2,000 to $10,000 price range, where somebody can get themselves into a Golf Rabbit GTI. They can get themselves into a Lotus M100, a Jensen Healey, a Volvo 850 T5R. They might not sound like a 57 Chevy Bel Air. They might not roll off the tongue in the same way. But that's purely, you have to remember, to answer the question again, that's purely here in America. This is a global show with a global audience. And out there in the world, there are people in countries like Puerto Rico, Argentina, Brazil, Germany, and South Africa that really want to see a Golf GTI, a Jensen Healey, and Alpha 164. And that's why we have such an eclectic mix of cars for our season.
I think the other key to the success of this is the selling price is realistic, like you said, in the $10,000 range. Because when you watch other shows, I mean, they do frame-up restorations. You really don't go that far, do you?
Me and Anne really don't chase the profits on these cars.
It's never been about the money.
It's never been about the money.
Right.
It's always been about the repair of the car. And the truth is, Ron, please don't tell the national audience that are listening in at the moment, me and Anne would let them have the car for what it owes us, because we're just happy to rescue cars and put them back on the road.
There's so many people, and especially since coming to America, come up to us and say, wow, I never knew about the Capri, I never knew about the Golf GTI, or I never knew about the Jensen Healey. And, you know, part of our duty is to educate and share the kind of the cars that are lesser known as well.
This 2002 VET that you're doing, the C5Z06, was that in kind of shabby shape?
No, actually, I think by default, most Corvettes are well kept and well cared for. You know, they're a good car. So by default, they're really good. But because it's the C5Z06, that car's always going to have somebody that's going to mash their right foot on the accelerator, and they're going to make that car wear out. You know, even when they've done 50,000 miles, they've probably only done 20,000 miles, but the wheels have wheel spun the other 30,000 miles, because that's the nature of the car. So for me to go and buy the VET, usually they're in good shape on the body, because they're plastic anyway, so they don't really rust. But the work is underneath, and that can be things like, you know, leaky gaskets, worn out engine components. In this case, I buy a VET that unfortunately has got a worn clutch. Now that may sound really simple for a Corvette, a worn clutch, and for an ordinary car it would be. But unfortunately, in a Corvette, it's got a thing called a torque drive.
Right.
And all of the rear end of the car has to be dropped. Torque drive has to come off. The engine has to be tilted. That means it's a massive job.
Yeah,
absolutely a massive job. As a clutch, which inevitably is going to wear out in a Corvette because people want to drive it fast.
You know, I go back a couple of seasons. You guys did a heck of a job. I think it was, correct me if I'm wrong, a 56 Caddy Coupe de Ville.
Yeah, we did. It was a 62, actually, Caddy Coupe de Ville. And that was a beautiful, beautiful car. We finished on green with a white roof,
frosted
interior. And that was a stunning car.
Ant, I didn't know this about you, okay, but you are a semi-professional football player and one of the youngest armed police officers in the UK.
Both true. I've been very lucky. I've been paid to be a soccer player. We'll call it soccer for, around 15 years. So I've played over 700 professional games of soccer. And yeah, I was. I was a policeman for 6 years, and when I was 23, I was a member of the TFU, really similar to SWAT out here. Yeah, it changed my life.
I got to get you guys to freshen up my 75 Stutz Blackhawk. Would you do that?
Is this you pitching now?
Yes. It's funny. I was with Wayne Greeny yesterday. We had dinner, and we were talking about Stutz yesterday, and we're definitely going to put one on the list for the future of Wheeler Dealers.
Well, I got one. I got a 75 Stutz Blackhawk, and it's in great condition, but I could use a little Wheeler Dealer kind of upgrade on that.
I remember last year, Ron, if I'm not mistaken, that you were trying to sell me the same car.
Yeah, you're... The problem with you is you got too good of a memory. That's the problem.
It's very true. Very true, what I have. I remember every car.
Oh, that's funny. Well, Wheeler Dealers, of course, now available on Motor Trend app, but it's Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time on Velocity. It stars our guests, my friends, Mike Brewer and Ant Anstead. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if you've not seen the show, do it. It's terrific. Guys, you know you're always welcome here. Come back and let's talk cars all week, okay?
Well, thank you. And don't forget, if you want to get your Wheeler Dealer fixed early, you can go on to the Motor Trend app to watch it early as well.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys, and look forward to having you back now, okay?
Thanks, Ron. Cheers, buddy. Good luck with that car.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Buy it next year.
I just want you to fix it. I don't want you to buy it.
All right. Okay, that sounds like a great deal, Ron.
Okay, thanks, guys. Ant Anstead and Mike Brewer. I like them when they're on the show. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And I noticed all that beautiful barbed wire going up today. It was some barbed wire used properly can be a beautiful sight.
Campaigning in Montana, President Trump continued to talk tough about illegal immigration as he told the crowd to vote for Republican Matt Rosendale, who's challenging Democrat John Tester's U.S. Senate seat.
They want to get rid of ICE. Even you in Montana, you're not going to be able to walk around. You'll be locking those doors. You'll be locking those windows.
Former Vice President Joe Biden fought laryngitis as he campaigned for Democrats in Ohio, urging voters to reject divisiveness.
The only thing strong enough to tear America apart is America. We've seen it start. We've got to stop it now. Right now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
listening to Ron Zedgy, live all across the USA and around the world. And I want to pre-warn everyone that you have to listen to this interview, okay, because it is really very informative and can be very scary. Our guest is a gentleman who is a PhD in microbiology, got that degree from the University of Miami, and he is the author of The Germ Freak's Guide to Outwitting Colds and Flu. Joining us right now is Dr. Charles Gerba. Hello, Doctor. How are you today? Thanks for joining us.
Fine. Doing great.
I read over what we're going to talk about today, and I got to be honest with you. This is scary stuff. First of all, we're going to be talking about germs, and of course, germs is always on at least my mind. I know a lot of people's mind. And now that the holiday seasons are here, you're going to spend a lot of time in the kitchen. And you talk about that the kitchen is probably one of the many top spots for germs. Let's talk about first the kitchen before we get on to everything else we touch in life.
Yeah, the kitchen is the germiest place in the average household. There's more fecal bacteria in the kitchen in the average household than the toilet. And the reason why is you're bringing in raw food products and you like meat products, and particularly wiping up juices. And then you get fecal bacteria, and then they grow to trillions within 3 to 4 days. And studies that we've done in collecting sponges from hundreds of households and dishcloths, that about 9 out of 10 sponges have fecal bacteria, and surprisingly 1 in 4 actually have E. coli in them. So they do really well. You can't ask for a better place to be if you're a bacteria, is the sponges. You keep wiping things up, and then every time you think you're cleaning up, you're spreading everything around all the time. That's why you really got to pay attention to taking care of these cleaning tools, making sure every 3 or 4 days you either put them in the dish machine, make sure they don't get loose, or throw them in the laundry with hot water and bleach, both the dishcloth and sponge. And if you you can also, some people have suggested, put it in the microwave for 30 seconds.
Really?
So you got to make sure you do this on a regular basis, because you get trillions of bacteria in these within a few days.
But you say that even laundry doesn't kill all the germs.
No, it's really hard to do because sponges are so thick. It's hard to get in there, so they start regrowing in a few days. The idea is basically try to keep the numbers down to a safe level in these sponges.
Here are some statistics that you talk about and we'll chat about that are really scary. 5 trillion, 5 trillion that is, ladies and gentlemen, with a T, is the number of microscopic bugs crawling around an average-sized kitchen sponge that can obviously make you sick. The worst, most millennials reach for used sponges and dirty cloth towels when cleaning kitchen tops. Bacteria shock, of course, is the laundry not being able to kill all the germs. And you talk about putting them in a microwave. How do you stay away from this stuff? I mean, every place you go. I used to not care if a fly landed on my sandwich if I was having a picnic until I found out what was on the feet of flies.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing. There's a certain strategy you can use. It really dramatically reduces the cross-contamination and risk. One is using paper towels appropriate, you know, like after any raw meat spills, particularly because you want to make sure you throw that away after you handle egg products, and that wipe up that area inside the refrigerator. Use a paper towel. You know, you don't want to put germs where you're storing food that you may eat uncooked. And, you know, where children are, high chairs particular, or tabletops where children are playing all the time, you want to take care of those. Other areas are important. Kitchen sink, use a sanitizer in there. There's more fecal bacteria in a kitchen sink than a toilet after you flush it, actually, because it's a great place to live. Cutting boards. Average home has more fecal bacteria on a cutting board than a toilet seat. It's safer to make a sandwich on a toilet seat in most homes than a cutting board, to be honest. So you want to make sure you use separate cutting boards for produce and raw meat products. Make sure you use a disinfectant on them, like bleach, for example, or disinfectant cleaner, and put them in the dishwasher to make sure you clean them. Those simple rules, which you, in some ways should be intuitive, are something you really need to do to reduce your risk. And we've seen it makes a dramatic difference in spread of germs, like not only bacteria, but colds and flu viruses in the average home.
Let's take shaking hands. Now, you see politicians shaking hands all the time. See somebody blow their nose, and then I shake hands with them, and I think, this is it. I'm dead. It's over. You go to a restroom. How do you get out of there without, you know, touching something that hasn't had its exposure to germs, a lot of germs? You say the new etiquette is that you say no to somebody for shaking hands, you know, especially if they just blew their nose in it.
Yeah, I usually tell them I'm very sensitive to catching a cold or flu this time of year. Either that or I bring a hand sanitizer with me and use it on a regular basis, because a person with a cold has a 1 in 3 chance of handing you the cold when he shakes your hand, by the way. And all you have to do is bring your fingers to your nose or eyes. Eyes is a good way of transmitting the cold, by the way, by rubbing it in there. Of course, practicing good hand hygiene is a good idea. Washing your hands on a regular basis is a good idea. And then making sure when you come home you wash your hands or use a hand sanitizer, particularly children, because you'd be amazed what you find on children's hands after they go to a playground or come back from school. So try to keep the germs from actually getting into your home by taking care of your hands as soon as you get into the home.
Even the remote for television in a hotel room. I mean, goodness gracious, my wife goes in, first thing she does is wipe down the remote.
That's a good idea. That's the germiest thing we can find in a hotel room, because nobody takes care of it. And those buttons are hard to sanitize all the time.
Same thing with money. My father used to tell me, money is the dirtiest thing. I didn't know if he was saying dirty because, you know, you can get in trouble by spending too much of it, or it was dirty physically, you know?
The older the dollar bill, the more germs there are on it.
Now, you talk about a germ freak. I love this. Okay, and I'm not going to run down all of them because of time constraints, but you know you're a germ freak. I sound like Jeff Foxworthy, you know. You know that you're a redneck if, okay? You know you're a germ freak if your family and friends think Purell is your scent. You check the elevator riders for anyone who is sniffling and opt for the stairs, even though you're going to the top floor. You turn all the public bathroom faucets off with a piece of tissue. That's me. This is the one I love. And I will not go, as much as I love buffets, is that you avoid buffets that don't have a 10-foot-high germ guard barrier. And the term BYOB means bring your own bathroom hand towels. You only go to an afternoon movie because, even though it's bad, because it's less crowded. I mean, you know, these are things that people do, but gosh, how do you avoid it? My daughter-in-law is such a germ freak for my grandchildren that we were flying around the holidays, and she wiped down every part of the seat and everything. And, of course, I am told, when you talk about fecal matter, that the trays on an airplane are filled with it.
Yeah, the trays are interesting. We've studied a few. At least we found bacteria and viruses on these trays all the time that we've sampled in airplanes and that. So I oftentimes use a disinfectant wipe on them because I don't know how many people use them before I actually ate my meal or sandwich on. It's a good idea. The best defense when you're traveling, again, is a hand sanitizer, because it takes care of you always trying to find a bathroom to wash your hands. And we've seen it makes a big difference. You know, we put tracer viruses in office and homes, and hand sanitizer makes a difference, or disinfecting just key areas in the home. You don't have to become overly paranoid about it, but using it on a daily basis seems to be a good idea. It makes a big difference in terms of your exposure to germs, from what we've seen in studies.
Is there any truth to the philosophy that you need a little bit of germs to become, I guess, acclimated to it? Like, for example, in my family, my daughter-in-law, I keep on telling her, I said, these kids have to have a little bit of germ so they have a resistance from it. Is that one of those old wives' tales, doctor?
Yeah, it's really a wives' tale, although some people have promoted it quite a bit. What we do know, if you practice good hygiene, you get sick less. You get fewer illnesses than if you don't practice good hygiene. Of course, it probably would make Bangladesh the healthiest country in the world. Of course, they have one of the highest childhood mortalities because they get sick all the time, if that were a true theory. In reality, we can't predict your outcome. I can't tell whether you're going to get a bad enough illness to kill you or not, so it's better to avoid them.
You know, even the ceiling fan in a kitchen drives me nuts. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't like to go to buffets for that reason. I don't like to use public bathrooms for that reason. And now I don't even want to go in my kitchen, doctor. You have made it very difficult for me to function on a daily basis.
Well, it's really simple, the strategy. You know, like I say, really, most of it's right in your hands that you really do, you know. For public bathrooms, always go, if you have 3 stalls in a row, go to the first one. Fewest people use that.
So really? Oh,
most people use the middle stall.
Where can we go for more information? This is fascinating. And get the book.
Yeah, well, the best place to go for more information is foodsafety.org and also cdc.gov, G-O-V, for more about colds, flus, and diarrhea. And the book can always be gotten on Amazon.com.
Fascinating. Thank you so much for joining us. I've enjoyed this, even though, as I mentioned before, the subject matter is a little squeezy, but it's important. But, doctor, thank you very much, and come back anytime.
Okay, thank you.
Our guest has been the renowned doctor, Charles Gerba, microbiologist, and his book is called The Germ Freak's Guide to Outwitting Colds and Flu. You will never look at anything the same way as you have prior to this. There's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
grandmother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, it is here. Fall is upon us. We start thinking about the holiday season. And that's the party season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. And we have with us right now a beauty expert and TV lifestyle host. She's a former senior beauty editor of Cosmopolitan for Latinas. She's been seen on Wendy Williams Show, The Today Show, Steve Harvey. And she's here to talk to us about the latest fashions and how to keep yourself looking good with Millie Almodovar.
How are you, Ron?
I'm doing good, Millie. Pretty name, Almodovar. Sounds like a wine. I'll have a glass of Almodovar.
Almodovar. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. It's great. I had one last night. It was delicious, you know.
Oh, my God, I love that. Almodovar wine.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to talk to my parents about that. Okay.
Millie, tell us about what we have to kind of be conscientious of as far as trends this season. Are we going to be talking about men and women, or primarily women? Because men, they kind of roll with the punches. And I say this with all due respect, women have to have the latest because the eyes are on the women.
Right. We can talk about both if you want.
Okay.
For fashion trends, and I don't know if you're going to try this, Ron, but leather pants are back in style.
Hey, no, I got to tell you something. I can't believe you said that because I am an entertainer. I'm a singer. And I want leather pants, but my wife keeps telling me I'm too old for leather pants.
Absolutely not.
Really?
I want you to go and buy those leather pants today, Ron. You deserve them.
Really?
And they are in style. Yes, they are the hottest trend. Everyone is wearing leather pants.
Now, is there an age cutoff for men's leather pants?
Yeah, everyone can wear a pair of leather pants. And it goes with everything. That's the great thing.
Yeah.
Leather pants go with absolutely everything.
Oh, cool. Okay, I'm in on that.
Yay.
Do you have a brand or anything that you can suggest to me?
For men's leather pants? You know what? Honestly, I don't know if you guys have that where you are, but there's a store called Hickey Freeman in New York that I love for men's clothes. And they have really, really nice leather pants there.
Okay, great. Now, let's talk about the celebrities that seem to cast the mold for what's happening. What is the trends for ladies?
Ladies are wearing leopard. We're talking animal prints, or they're so big right now. I'm telling all the ladies, make sure you've got a leopard dress in your wardrobe. Also, there's something called the Kira Kira effect, where everyone's wearing just sparkles or gold or metallics on their dresses. A big trend right now, though, a statement coat. Everyone needs a statement coat. Cardi B was just seen with this lime green fur coat. I have never in my life thought that I needed anything lime green in my wardrobe. I am looking for this coat. It is so beautiful. It just makes such a bold statement. Like, everyone is going crazy for it, including me.
Does it have to be a costly situation? Can you be fashionable and still stay within a moderate budget?
Absolutely. Some of the dresses that I get the most compliments on, surprisingly, are always under, like, $25.
No.
Really? Yes. I was on the Wendy Williams show on Monday. I had a leopard dress on. That dress was $16.
Is it the whole dress or just the top or just the bottom? I mean, is it the whole dress?
No, it's the whole dress. I forgot what store I bought it from, but they are out there. You can save money, and I got so many compliments on the dress, on her website and emails. People ask me, where did you get that dress from?
Wow.
So, yes, you can save money and still look beautiful. And you're going to see that with these products that we have here, which are all affordable.
Now, when we talk about the fall and winter weather, we obviously have to be concerned about the rainy days, the cool, the hot days, the dry hair days, the skin that comes with that time of the year. What are some of the healthy things that you can do to reflect, let's say, your complexion?
So I always say that the main focal point of your face is your lips. And as the weather is changing, you really want to make sure that you're taking care of them. So my new favorite product is the Carmex Super Cran Lip Butter. It's made from antioxidant-rich Wisconsin cranberries. It is 100% natural, and it is clinically proven to make your lips smoother after just one use. Now, my makeup artist used it on me this morning, and my lips feel so smooth and so hydrated right now.
What about the color? Because I know a lot of women like to have lipstick that reflect the season, you know, like real red at Christmas.
Yeah, well, this product is actually clear, but the color of the season, again, it's always going to be like that red. But this season, I'm telling everyone, make sure you've got red with glitter. Add some sparkle to your red lipsticks. Don't just wear like a plain, boring red. I want to see some sparkle on those lips.
Yeah, add some bling into the whole deal, you know?
Bling, yes, absolutely.
Do you have to change styles every year like celebrities do and everything else, even though you may not like the style that year?
I always say that you have to do what's comfortable for you.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing is about the fall is that you can easily transition any dress that you have from the summer. You can transition it to the fall by just adding like tights and boots to it. So you can definitely, you know, transition your wardrobe.
Is there one particular fad, like you mentioned with the leather pants, for the guys?
Yeah. I would say, again, leopard is always, always in style.
Okay, cool.
Suits are coming back in. People are really wearing, like, suits to go out with their girlfriends. They're putting on a full-on suit.
I love that. I wish that would come back. The other day I was at a restaurant, and I see this often, especially here in Central Florida where everything's kind of casual. And it was a Saturday night, and there was a couple, young couple, I mean, I don't even think they were married. They didn't look like they were in their late teens, early 20s. She was dressed to the nines. He looked like he was going out to the North 40 to fix a fence, you know? I mean, I don't get it, man. I don't get it. You know, and she was all enamored by this guy, and he looked like unbelievable.
Dry skin is such a big problem. in the colder months.
Yeah.
And this product is great because it's going to really intensely moisturize dry skin due to eczema. And it contains an ingredient I love, which is colloidal oatmeal. And that's going to just relieve and soothe any dried skin that you may have. Now, let's also remember that Aveeno is the number one dermatologist recommended over-the-counter eczema moisture brand in the United States. And these products are clinically shown to relieve the key symptoms of eczema, which are itchiness, redness, dryness, and any irritation you may have. Now, I use this product on my 8-year-old boy and on myself, so you know I trust it and it works.
A dry skin is really a tough thing. Where can we go for more information?
Well, you can go on tipsontv.com for more information.
And you have a Beauty Logic blog, do you not?
No, I used to. That's my old days. I have something new come launching soon. Now, I also want to mention about hair, because hair is such a big thing, and when your hair looks good, you feel good. And this classic hair care brand, Rue, is known for its instant hair care solutions. They make it easy to refresh faded color. They're going to blend away grays. They're going to camouflage any roots, and they're going to change up your look instantly with absolutely no damage and for less than $11. Now, the great thing about Rue Fanciful is that it works without ammonia or peroxide, so there's no commitment or damage to your hair, and the color washes out in 1 to 3 shampoos. So it's going to leave you behind with beautiful, frizz-free tone, depth, and shine to your hair. You could get this at Sally Beauty Stores or SallyBeauty.com. Rue products are my go-to for just gorgeous hair. And remember, Ron, when you look good, you feel good.
No doubt.
When you have a good hair day, you're always feeling good.
No, there's no doubt. There's a psychological thing there. You're absolutely correct. Even if you look good and you think you don't look good, you're screwed up in your mind. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. You got to really feel like you look good. That's exactly right. Again, tipsontv.com?
Yeah, tipsontv.com to find out more info about all these products.
Millie, you're a terrific guest. We look forward to having you back.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So much fun.
You have a nice
Bye.
Day. Okay, there. Bye-bye. We're talking to beauty expert and TV lifestyle expert, Millie Almodovar. That's a pretty name. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
To the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
That's a wrap with Ron Segi today. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I want to thank my guests for being part of it, actor Ray Liotta, Ariel Gebel, and Jason Lewis from the TV show Midnight Texas, Sheriff David Clark, Millie Almodovar, actor John C. McGinley, Ant Anstead and Mike Brewer from Wheeler Dealers on the Velocity Channel, Charles Gerba, and Dr. Fernando. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week, and we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. And don't forget, coming up this Tuesday, get out and vote. And until next weekend, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.